I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The Atlanta City Council is calling for a review of more than $500,000 in gifts and bonuses given out by former Mayor Kasim Reed before leaving office. Atlanta Business Chronicle reports the unanimous resolution calls for the city's auditor or ethics officer to investigate the bonuses and report back next month. A new study says Georgia has one of the highest levels of urban tree loss. The Urban Forestry and Urban Greening Journal says metropolitan areas across the U.S. lose an average of 36 million trees a year. Georgia alone accounts for 10% of that change. The study goes on to say that the loss of trees in urban areas means a loss of nearly $100 million in benefits, including things like conserving energy and lowering air pollution. But the good news is that Georgia also has one of the highest percentages of urban areas covered by trees. Former Georgia Bulldogs football standout Raquan Smith reported to the Athens-Clarke County Police that his car was burglarized outside an apartment complex over the weekend. Smith, who was drafted in the first round by the Chicago Bears, says a new iPad provided to him by the Bears, as well as his Georgia helmet and the Georgia Bulldogs jersey he wore during the Rose Bowl and the national title game, were taken. It's not clear what was on the iPad, but the Chicago Sun-Times reports that the team typically uses them as playbooks. No arrests have been made. A former Atlanta police sergeant is headed to prison for beating and arresting a man he incorrectly suspected of stealing a tomato. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 50-year-old Trevor King will serve 5 years in federal prison for the 2014 incident. In October of that year, King fractured the leg of a man who he thought had stolen a tomato from a Walmart in downtown Atlanta. After realizing that the item had already been paid for, King arrested the innocent man and filed a false police report to justify the beating. Georgia's tourism industry set a record high last year. The U.S. Travel Association says in a release that tourism generated $63 billion in economic impact. The organization also says demand for tourism in Georgia has grown nearly 40% in the last decade. Atlanta's Convention and Visitors Bureau says a record-breaking 53 million people visited the city last year as well. And authorities say a human fetus was found lodged in a piece of equipment at a wastewater treatment plant near Augusta. Richmond County Coroner Mark Bowen tells the Augusta Chronicle that workers performing maintenance on a pipe at the J.B. Messerly Water Pollution Control Plant made the discovery on Monday. The fetus appears to be about 20 weeks old, but its gender and race are not known. The remains have been sent to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation Lab in Atlanta for autopsy. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.